Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Boy, I am feeling pretty good about myself this morning.
What's that?
Yeah, I did my tax return last night, and I gotta tell you, it wasn't that hard. When I sat down on my kitchen table at 8 o'clock with my shoebox full of receipts, read the instructions carefully, filled everything out, and by 10:30 I was licking the stamp.
That's great. Getting back a refund?
Yeah. Get back $41,000.
How much you getting back?
$41,000.
That seem a little high to you, Lou?
Yeah, seem high to you?
How can you be getting back $41,000 and you don't even make $41,000?
I thought maybe it's because I kept good records.
Well, you see, you can't get back more money than you made.
You wouldn't think so, would you? Yes, I was counting on that money.
What for?
I did my state taxes, too. I owe them $45,000.
Your W-2, you were paid $32,000 by the university last year.
Right. Don't tell anybody, though. I think what a person makes should be between him and his tax people.
I mean, this charitable contributions of $22,000.
Uh-huh.
You gave $22,000 to charity?
Yeah, right. Well, of course, that's just an estimate, you know, but when you add up the Girl Scout cookies and church bake sale and then the band candy drive, I mean, that's what you're talking about, quite a little bit of goodwill. Yeah, coming. If you have any other questions, just let me know. Everything you need should be right there in my files.
Yeah. Hey, look, you doing anything this weekend?
I don't think so. I'm busy Labor Day weekend, but I'm free till then. Why?
How'd you like to go to Las Vegas?
Are you kidding? Las Vegas is my favorite city in the world. You know that.
Yeah, there's a sports equipment show at the convention center. Sounds like a business trip to me.
And we all know who pays for business trips. Howard, get down here! We're going to Las Vegas and play. Business is hell, isn't it? Yes.
Doc. How'd you like to go to Las Vegas this weekend for free?
Whoa, I'm up for it. You guys going?
Yeah, of course we're going. And the athletic department's going to pay for it. There's a sports equipment show at the convention center.
All right, a sports equipment show.
We're not going to the sports equipment show. We're just saying that so Howard Burley will pay for it.
I get it. Can I go to the sports show anyway?
Yeah, if you want to, yeah.
Grant!
Hayden! I have had it with you banging on that air duct.
Mr. Burley? I don't know if you're aware of it, but your shirt has a big coffee stain.
Of course I'm aware of it. I was dunking a cruller in my morning coffee when Hayden bellowed and scared the living pee-wadden out of me. Now, what was so important that it was worth soaking my blotter?
Howard, I have got something that's going to make you very happy. Luther, Dauber, and I are going to a sports equipment show.
You're kidding. You never want to go to those shows. I've been begging you for 8 years, and every year you tell me to blow it out my barracks bag.
Yeah. I've been wrong, and you've been right.
I have?
I don't know. Maybe I've been dismissing you all this time because you're, well, bald. But I'm not going to dismiss you anymore. I am through with that. I'm going to take your advice, and I really think that we should go. All I want you to do is just sign this little voucher here to pay for our expenses, and then we'll be on our way.
Well, well, well. I never thought I would see the day. You're finally giving me credit for knowing my business. I'll sign this travel voucher.
Hot dog, we're going to Las Vegas.
Luther.
Las Vegas? Vegas? What?
Oh, so that's why you want to go.
Vegas, I didn't know where... Let me see that.
Oh, man. You don't give a rat's galoshes for the sports equipment show. You just want to squander the school's funds on a frivolous pleasure trip. You have no respect for me or the university.
Oh, Howard, wait a minute. I do have the utmost respect for you and some for the university.
All right, I will sign it on one condition. That you let me go with you.
Go with us?
What's wrong with that?
Well, I don't know.
You don't want me because you know I'll make you go to the equipment show.
Oh, no, no, no. I don't want you, Howard, because Las Vegas is a fun city, and you are not a fun guy.
What do you mean I'm not a fun guy?
Oh, come on. If we took you to Las Vegas, you'd be worried about staying up all night and how much money you lost. You'd be worried about, you know, missing Shirley.
There's nothing wrong with missing your wife.
No, but it's not fun. We took you with us, Howard. You would be, I am sorry, a wet blanket.
Is that what you all think of me? Did you get fired for telling the truth?
Of course not.
Oh, I know that's what Hayden and Dauber think of.
Well, what if I promised to be fun?
Oh, come on. That's a promise you can't keep. Howard, you don't know how to be a fun guy.
Teach me. Teach me to be a fun guy. I don't want to be like this for the rest of my life.
Well, first lesson. What about making us go to a sports equipment show?
Well, can't we go and then have fun? All right, okay, okay. Forget it. I'm sorry. Damn the sports equipment show.
All right, Mr. Burley.
Yeah, we're going to go to Las Vegas. We're going to spend the university's money, and we are not going to do one thing to justify it.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Now, you are talking fun.
Welcome to the club.
That's probably Hayden. You want to get it, sweetheart?
I've got it.
Hi, Shirley.
Come on in.
Oh, thanks.
What a nice surprise.
Surprise? Gee, didn't Howard tell you we're going to Las Vegas?
Yes, I mean, what a nice surprise that you wanted him to go with you.
Oh.
I understand that you're going to teach him how to be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we're going to give it a try, yeah.
Howard's almost ready. Would you like a cookie or a cup of tea while you wait?
Oh, no, thanks, honey. Thank you.
Would you like me to shine your shoes?
No, they're fine.
I can't tell you how much this means to Howard. You're taking him under your wing. I think so many times he feels like he's not really one of the guys. Which he's not, of course. But maybe that'll change this weekend.
Well, now, it's a lot to expect from one weekend, but I think whatever happens, it's going to do him a world of good.
Well, I'm for anything that's good for Howard.
Okay, ready to go.
Howard, is that how you're going to dress to go to Las Vegas?
What's the matter with it? It's my Saturday suit.
You have the houndstooth jacket and the tie with the state capitol on it.
I tell you what, why don't we go shopping when we get there? That's going to be fun.
Oh, boy, that would be fun. Boy, this weekend really is going to change my life, huh?
Just don't go changing so much that you run off with one of those showgirls.
Oh, no, don't you worry. I'll keep an eye on it.
Then just go and have a wonderful time.
All right. I'll see you tomorrow afternoon, sweetheart.
Do you know what time?
Hey. Fun guy never knows.
I'll have a Sunday duck waiting when you get back.
Figure 5:15.
Okay, Howie. How do you like it so far?
Great. I never thought I could have this much fun losing this much money.
No. Fun guys don't talk about losing.
Hey, if we're going to catch the show, we better grab a table.
Oh, yeah, we don't want to miss that.
Oh, yeah, we don't want to miss that.
Hey, this was clean. This is our lucky night.
If we sit this far front, don't we run the risk of getting a kink in our necks?
Oh, no. Come on, Howard. Was that a fun comment?
No, and I knew it as soon as it came out of my mouth.
Okay.
Okay, gentlemen, what can I get you?
Go for it, Howard.
Okay, champagne for everyone.
That
a
boy.
Champagne's $9 a glass.
Okay, then champagne just for me.
Howard.
Okay, oh no, okay, okay, champagne for everyone. And wait, you understood that was just for this table.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Burley, having fun?
Oh, are you kidding? I love this place.
You should see at Christmas. They decorate the whole room in red and gold.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Appaloosa Lounge is proud to present, directly from Paris, France, their Lido de Chavot.
For Showtime! Showtime!
Why? I don't know, this is pretty great.
These are supposed to be horses, huh, Coach?
Well, I guess so, Doc. Doesn't really matter, though, does it?
They're a reindeer at Christmas.
Line. You cross this one, baby, and you are gonna be a fun guy. Life.
Well, okay, but I hope you know what I'm doing. This isn't so bad, I guess.
Go, Mr. Burley, go!
How do you feel? I feel like a wild stallion that's been set free!
All right!
This is the greatest night I've ever had in my life! Hey, make way for the bubbly. Oh yeah.
Oh, here, this is for you, too.
What's this?
It's a little something from one of the dancers in the show.
Hey, maybe it's free tickets to another show.
Key. What does that mean?
I think it means you want a car.
This isn't a car key. It's a room key. Oh, my God, I've been propositioned.
I don't believe this. I've been coming here for 10 years. Nothing like this ever happened to me.
What does a fun guy do in a situation like this, Hayden?
What do you mean, what does a fun guy do? If he's married, he gives the key back.
That doesn't sound like fun.
It's not fun, Howard. The fun is over.
Now, wait a minute. Not so fast. I've never had a woman come on to me in my whole life. At least let me sit here and savor the moment.
Yeah, Hayden, I've never been this close to anything like this. I like to savor it, too.
Howard, you give that key back.
What if I just have a drink with her?
My God, you are a married man. Shirley is making you a duck. You take that key back.
He's right, Mr. Burley. You gotta think about that duck.
I know. It sounded like a fun idea. I'll be right back.
Attaboy, Howard.
All right, let's pay this check and just get out of here. I don't know. I didn't want to say anything in front of Howard, but he didn't seem to me like the kind of guy women would be throwing themselves at.
I don't know. There's a theory that men who are bald have a certain animal magnetism that women can't resist.
But that is men with big feet. You got big feet. Yeah, but they're bad feet.
Hey, where are you guys going?
We paid the check and we're getting out of here. Now, come on.
Well, if it's all the same to you, I think I'm going to stay.
What do you mean?
Rusty wants to buy me dinner.
Rusty?
Well, that's her name.
Howard, what are you doing?
I am doing exactly what you taught me, Hayden. I'm having fun.
I didn't mean this.
Well, I'm not going to do anything crazy. We're just going to go across the street and have dinner.
You're going to go across the street and have dinner with some cheap dancer you just met?
She's not that cheap, Hayden. That buffet across street costs $13.
I haven't had dinner with any woman except Shirley and my mother in 25 years, and I'll probably never get this chance again.
It's just one dinner.
Howard,
you already passed the fun test. You've got nothing to prove. Please don't throw your whole life away for just one senseless night.
All right. You know best.
I feel kind of sorry for him.
So do I. He's still got the price tag on his pants.
You been? I've been looking all over for you.
I came down early to watch him set up the breakfast buffet.
Well, forget about the buffet. I can't find Howard.
What?
Yeah. I woke up early this morning, checked at the desk. He said he didn't even pick up his key.
Gee, if you don't show him your key, you don't get this.
Would you stop with a buffet? A man is missing, for Pete's sake.
Oh, here you are. Morning, everybody. Hey, this looks great.
Don't get started on that buffet, Dauber. I can't find Howard.
What do you mean?
He didn't come back last night.
Wow. So he went for the key, huh?
Well, what he did, all I know is we only got an hour to try to find him before our plane leaves.
Hey.
Excuse me. I don't know if you remember. So we're sitting over at that table over there with a friend of ours, and he left with one of your horses, a girl named Rusty. Could you tell us how to find her?
Not anymore. She called up a half an hour ago and said she quit.
Quit?
Yeah, she said she was going to L.A. with some guy. Hey, maybe he was your friend.
Oh, God.
Yeah, tell me about it. Rusty was the best cheval in the whole show.
I can't believe he ran off with her.
Hey, should we go to L.A. and try to find him?
How, Dauber? There's 8 million people in Los Angeles.
I know. I was just thinking it's still early.
What are we going to do?
There's nothing we can do. We're just going to have to go back to Minneapolis without him.
I was going to tell Mrs. Burley.
Well, obviously, I'll have to tell her, Dauber.
Boy, that's one of the toughest conversations you're ever going to have.
Man, I can't believe this. All I wanted to do was just come to Vegas, have a little trip, let the school pay for it. Why am I being punished?
That's him, my fun boy. Hi, Hayden.
Hi, Shirley.
Where's Howard?
Well, he's not with me at this exact moment. Can I come in?
Of course. Will he be here soon, or should I turn the duck down?
I better turn the duck off.
God, what happened? What are you doing with Howard's bag?
Uh-huh. Shirley, you know how sometimes you take a trip somewhere, you know, and then your bags go somewhere else?
Yeah.
Well, kind of the opposite thing happened here.
Airline lost Howard?
Hey, Shirley, would you like to sit down?
Why?
Shirley, just sit, would you? Shirley? Howard run off with another woman.
What?
He went nuts last night. See, we were all in this lounge together, and one of the dancers took a liking to him, and I think they flew off to Los Angeles together. And this is one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. I just somehow feel like I'm responsible for it.
You're totally responsible. I can't believe this has happened. I don't know whether to cry or shoot you.
I know how upset you are, Shirley, and believe me, I'm upset too. Is anything I can do?
Would you like to pay the mortgage off on this house?
Can I get you a drink or something?
No, I think I'll just go up to my room. I have liquor up there.
hell's that on your head?
I got it last night. It's a long story. Why are you here?
What do you mean, why am I here? I came back here to tell Shirley how come you weren't with me.
What did you tell her? You didn't tell her the truth, did you?
I don't even know what the truth is, Howard. She's the last thing I heard. You went to dinner with some girl, and then early this morning, someone said she flew off to Los Angeles with some guy. I assumed it was you.
Me? All I did was have dinner with her and shop for hair. It was perfectly innocent.
Well, you were gone all night. Where the hell were you?
I played Keno. I came back to look for you guys, but you were all in bed. I guess I lost track of the time and missed the flight.
Gosh, Howard. Do you know how much trouble you caused?
Why? I'm only 2 minutes late.
Oh, it was a big 2 minutes, Howard.
What do you mean?
I told Shirley you ran off to Los Angeles with Rusty.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm a dead man. How could you do this to me? I'm innocent.
Well, how was I to know that?
Well, even if I did run off with her, why would you come here and tell my wife? Who are you, Satan?
Howard, is that you?
Yes, Pumpkin. What to do, what to do?
I'm getting the hell out
what
of here.
What the hell you are? You got me into this. You're going to get me out of it.
Howard, you're back. And you have hair.
I can explain that, darling. I can explain everything. But the main thing that you need to know is that I never left you. Oh, yeah, I did a couple of crazy things in the last 24 hours, but it was all Hayden's fault.
Now, wait a minute.
It is your fault. You made me feel bad about myself. You told me I wasn't any fun. You shamed me in taking a trip to Las Vegas that I didn't want to take. You try to turn me into a man that I can never be. I'm a dull guy, and I'm proud of it. This woman is the best thing that ever happened to me. I don't need to have any fun as long as I have Shirley. So you can take your cheap hotels and your dancing girls and your Perry Como sweaters and get out of here. You are a tempter, Hayden. You are an agent of Lucifer, and I don't want you in my house.
Wait, you don't have to ask me twice. You people are nuts.
The dog.
Hayden, thanks for the great time.